Hello, and welcome to Briefly by Today Then. Each Tuesday, we bring you a short story of something that happened on that date in history. Be sure to subscribe and tune in on the last Tuesday of the month for full-length episodes. On December 5th, 1952, 65 years ago today, Londoners woke up to clear skies and cool air. By nightfall, the city was trapped in a dense, toxic, and fatal haze that would last for nearly a week.
A foggy day in London town had me low.
This environmental disaster, which would eventually claim 4,000 lives, and some say three times that many, was the culmination of a long history of air pollution in Britain's capital. London had, for centuries, dating all the way back to the 12 and 1300s, been accustomed to these heavy, dark yellowish-brownish fogs that suffocated the city for hours or days on end. As demand for coal grew in the industrial revolutions of the 18th and 19th centuries, there were more and more pollutants each year being spewed out of furnaces and chimneys in factories and homes. Over time, what had once been an occasional nuisance became just this regular part of life in London. They had upwards of 60 or 70 smoggy days per year around the turn of the 20th century.
Ordinary fog does little harm, but smog, a mixture of smoke and fog, has become one of the greatest mass murderers of modern times. Every year, railways, factories, and private homes exude 2.5 million tons of smoke over England and Wales.
These smog events came to be known as pea supers, like pea soup, this wretched cocktail of sulfurous emissions trapped beneath the cool mist of the Thames River Valley. This made the city air, in the words of one journalist, taste like iron fillings at the back of your throat. And this phenomenon just kept getting worse. Smog caused major problems in 1939.
A yellow blanket that enwraps the statues rising up like ghosts from the dank ground.
And again in 1948.
Fog, the longest and thickest on record, brings Britain its darkest days since the blackout. In 144 hours of non-stop fog, 5 trains are in collision. 4 die, 50 are injured. In day and night ordeal, signalmen...
And all of this came to a head on December 5th, 1952.
The great fog of London has been the chief topic in the south of Britain, its result being, of course, a great hold-up and vast inconvenience for millions. Traffic in London was completely at a standstill on many occasions. In fact, the fog was the worst on record for many a year. It's been cold as well as foggy, you may have noticed. But cold has been...
All of southern Britain that week was in a pocket of cold, stagnant air, trapped beneath a warm layer of atmosphere. This is called a temperature inversion. Usually, air gets colder, not warmer, as you go up. That cold air encouraged more coal burning for heat, and the soot from domestic fireplaces and chimneys, not to mention the massive output of sulfur dioxide in factories, bonded with those cooled air particles close to the ground, resulting not only in a vast, suffocating yellow-brown fog, but in misty waves of acid rain, too. The city was brought to a virtual standstill. At Heathrow Airport, visibility was less than 10 meters for 2 days. Police reported that robberies increased, since thieves could make easy getaways. A performance of La Traviata was canceled after the first act because the auditorium had filled with fog. Public transit was shut down, with the exception of the London Underground, but trains in the Underground couldn't even see each other approaching, so they had to use these loud, explosive warning devices called detonators as they rounded the bend. But the worst of it, by far, was the human toll. 4 days after the smog formed, heavy winds finally blew it out to sea, but not before 4,703 Londoners were dead. And that was just the official count. Some estimates of long-term fatalities directly related to the smog are 12,000 or higher. In direct response, Parliament passed the Clean Air Act of 1956, and it has been successful, but there's still work to be done. London hit its annual limit for air pollution on January 6th of this year. I'm Eitan Friedenberg, and this has been Briefly by Today Then.
Foggy day in London town had me low, had me down.